is Chafei Nisan, April 30th. Again, at the bottom of page Sadi Ches, we have the quote from the Ramban in the Parsha's bow. He said, therefore, you should take every mitzvah light and chum more seriously because they're all cherished and beloved. Because at all times a person acknowledges his God by way of the mitzvahs. And he says, the intent of all of the mitzvahs is we should believe in Hashem. And again, I translate the word noda as acknowledge. It means admit, acknowledge that He created us. Top of Tzaritess, middle of the line there, He kavanas hayetzira. That's the intent of creation. She'in lanu tam acher b'yetzira harishona. There's no other reason for the original creation. Ve'in la'elyon b'tachtonim chayfetz. The Eibishter, which is a translation of Elyon, the one above, doesn't have interest in what's below, milvadze, except for this, sheyeda ha'adam, that man should know, v'yodeh le'lokov shebara'o, and admit to his God that he created him. This is a famous quote here, v'kavanas romamos ha'kol batfilos, the intent of raising our voices in tefillah, v'kavanas batei kinesios, and the intent of having shuls, uskus tefillos harabim, and the merit of having people gathered together for davening, zehu. This is it. Like, if you want to sum up in a word what we're doing, that's it. Emuna, recognition of Hashem in the world, in our lives. Sheyil of ne'adam makom, that people should have a place, yiskabtsu, where they gather together, v'yodu lakel shevara'am v'himtziyam, and they should acknowledge to Hashem that He created them and made them exist, v'yifarsimuza, and they should publicize this. Do it as a group. You have a shul, it becomes a thing. It's not somebody standing in a corner in his house. The Yomru Lefanav Briyasecha Anach, and they should say before him, we are your creations. That's the Ramban Parshas Bo. He now has a little quote from the Ramban in Zakhtama to Eov. V'harosha hakofer bakel, the evil one who denies Hashem, kagon ha'omrim sha'olam kadman, like those who want to claim that the world just always existed. Kichashu b'Hashem v'yom rulohu, they denied Hashem and they said He doesn't exist. Ein b'maaseim z'chus, their actions have no merit. Afilu yisnahagu b'midas no'os v'tovos k'yimeim, even if they conduct themselves with nice midos their whole lives, they have nice etiquette, for whatever reason they come to a decision to behave nicely, if it's in the denial of God, it doesn't have z'chus with it. Zeh poshiru baruhu, this is simple and clear. Misha ain lo emuna, person who has no emuna, ha'ikra chosar b'chayev, the main thing is missing in his life. U'mayo ilu lo kol masav hatovim, what does it benefit him, all of his good actions? Hashem einecha halo le emuna, there's a pasuk in Yirmiyah that basically says that Hashem, your eyes aren't they to emuna. I think it's a pasuk in the pasuk that what Hashem is looking for is emuna. It's a very important thing for us to think about, as Chazal put it, opening up the gates of Gan Eden, taking a world where Hashem is hidden, and breaking through barriers and making Him visible and felt in our world. That's can be done with something as small as being Ona Amen, and it's the whole avoda of life. So let's go to the next section, Perek Shiva Asar, Gidrei Emuna, definitions of Emuna. Top of Kuf, Kishanu Medaber Mal Emuna, when we speak of Emuna, Yesh Lahavchin Ba Arba'a Inyanim. One can discern in it four concepts. V'hinanu Levaro Sambazeh V'Ktzara V'Ezuz Hashem. And we're going to explain them here in short, with Hashem's help. This is something to think about here. Reishis, first of all, Aleph. Koachu Mikokos HaNefesh. It's a force. Force is not really the best word for kochos ha-nefesh. It's like a human inclination. She'iyaf sheluch, I hope that's the right translation. Let's see as it goes on. She'iyaf sheluchyas biladayim. That there are certain human tendencies that one cannot live without. So it's one of those. Anu somchim al bnei adam kol od shlohuchzaku shakranim. We rely on people so long as they have not been established to be liars. Kol HaYachas, he's giving examples of emunah, that we emunah is something you need in general in life. We're not only talking about emunah b'Hashem. Kol HaYachasim HaChavrosim V'Medinim Ba'olam, all of the relationships, social and like political, in the world, benuyim al imun hadadi, are built on mutual trust. Yeah, hadadi is a word you have in the Gemara a lot. It means one to the other. Ubel adav ein chayenu chayim, and without it, our lives are not life. And if you have no trust in anybody you interact with, there's no life. Halakoach mamen la mocher shescharosa mishubachas. Hashem Achir Hogan. The buyer trusts the seller that his merchandise is worthy and that the price is appropriate. Achola nosen imun barofe. The ill person puts faith in the doctor. A Talmud barabo. The student and his Rebbe. Harab betalmido. And the Rebbe and his student. A shofet en yachol esmoch al hagadlus haneisham. The judge, granted he can't trust the statement of the guilty, of the person who's accused, of a mamon who laid him. But he trusts Adam. He has to have some recourse, someone who he can turn to. He doesn't know what happened. He has to trust somebody. We have a system where we trust Adam. The kama chazak ha'iman shayelad rochesh lahorov. How strong is the trust that a child feels for his parents? Psychologists talk about it. Hayachasim ha'bein la'umiyim takinim kol od shor imun hadadi ben ha'medinos. The relationships among nations, international relationships, are takin, are like fixed, they work so long as there's a mutual trust between the countries. Hastak harishon be'imun zeh mevaseh heras v'churban. The first crack in this trust bodes, you know, tells of destruction. So, trust is something that we need in many areas. Koach norahu ha'emuna. It's an awesome force, emuna. Lu ha'isen nerkeves b'leiv adam echad kol emuna. If within the heart of a certain person there would be all emuna would nerkev, it means like rotten. It entirely disintegrated. Shelo yishar ma'uma ba'olam sheyamin bo. There'd be nothing left in the world that he trusts in. Ain't kiyam ladam zeh. This person wouldn't be able to be sustained. Couldn't live. V'hine melvad ma shekol yachasim bein b'nei ha'adam mushsasim al iman hadadi. Now, aside from the fact that all the relationships among people are based on mutual trust, margish kol adam d'chifa p'nimis. Every person feels an inner drive. L'faneh achidas hachayim al yedei amunah. To reveal the mystery of life by way of emunah. It's a big secret, a big mystery, and by putting faith in something, that's the answer to it. There's no person in the world who doesn't trust, doesn't believe. And belief means holding of something that you haven't empirically proven. I'm living for X. So what he means is that even people who don't believe in God, the purpose of life is that they pick up some other cause. Have they demonstrated that cause makes sense? No, but they believe in it. It's living for something that you trust is right or is there or is good. Gam ha-kofer mamen. The denier also believes in Beshita, whether in a principle, right? There are people that claim not to believe in God, but they'll give their lives for some, it could be a political thing, or whatever it is, some Shita. In Barayon, or an idea, right? This is more philosophical. In Ba'odam, or a person, they'll put themselves out for a certain figure. Ube'emuna zu hinam ko adukim she'enam ro'am ba'kol pagam v'chol stira. And in this faith, they're so fastened to it that they don't see any taint or any contradiction, which is what emunah is. Emunah is even when something doesn't make sense to you, you trust. Right? We don't always understand God, but we trust So there are people who put that kind of blind faith into other things. They deny God, but then they put blind faith into something else. They're dogmatic about something else. They continue to believe in their Avodah Zarah. When that thing has already been, we'd say, yeshivis, you know, upshlug and broken into pieces in front of everybody. They're still holding on to it. Everybody else thinks of it as a joke. It makes no sense. Ki emunasam shala bilti ma'aminim be'emes emuna iverisi. The belief of non-believers is truly blind faith, which is a point that people have made. The people who claim not to believe are usually more dogmatic about whatever it is they believe in than any Baal Emuna. Yeah, we put blind faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's good reason to put blind faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They'll put blind faith into some silly cause or something that's been disproven or has no standing.
No one's saying is there is no one so blind to you will not see.
Right. So Ashresha Kel Yaakov Be'ezra, fortunate is the one that the God of Yaakov is his helper. Meaning everybody, I had a Rebbe to say, everyone has a Rebbe. So the New York Times can be your Rebbe or something like that. So it's good if God's your Rebbe, it's better. So everybody has something they believe in. Let the one you believe in be HaKadosh Baruch Hu and not something else. But his point is that Emunah is a natural human need. He calls it a koach. That's more like a faculty of human existence. He doesn't mean a force. He means it's like almost like a need.
In a vacuum, you need something to reinforce, to supplement.
I think what you're saying is that the need for Emunah really comes from need. Being has many needs. He could be the wealthiest person in the world. He has many, many needs. We all need things that we can trust. If I can't trust that the floor is under me, you know, I can't. Everything is based on trust. So he's saying trust in it's not only trust in people, there's a need for trust in that which is greater. And to demonstrate that everybody has it, he shows that people who claim not to trust in Hashem, they end up just putting faith in something else. But faith is a basic human need. So that's the first one. The second point, which we'll really have to continue tomorrow, but it's Kemo kol koch mikol kos nefesh ma'or gam koch amun tziyurim balev. It means that Emunah creates like imagination. It's not just a concept. It creates like vivid pictures of things. Aleph could just be a concept. Beis, for Emunah to be real, a person has to like feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a more real